You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Robin Thicke, Lavelle, more acts to be added. Voodoo. We got tickets we're going to give away on the show today. So stick with us if you want to be in the building. Tyreek Hill was injured yesterday. He was running a route when cornerback Bashaud Breeland, who we had on the show last week, they collided. And Tyreek limped off. You know anything else about that?
Bruised quad. That's all it is. Definitely sent a big scare throughout Chiefs Kingdom, but he's going to be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, very minor injury. Yeah. Thank God it wasn't no ACL or, you know, Achilles or none of that, boy. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to hear about preseason. This is the time of praying if you're an NFL fan during preseason because a lot of injuries happen because players are just now getting back into the swing of things. Some players are out of shape, and then you're trying to get yourself into football shape, and that's when injuries happen.
Has Chris Jones returned yet?
Yes, he was there for the first day of camp. So he said that he was always going to come, but you know, we don't know how long he's going to be a member of the Chiefs Kingdom.
Why? Why would you say that?
Beyond this year, because the reason he was holding out was because of money. He wants a new contract, and he deserves one. He's played well for the last couple of years, but they've already paid Frank Clark, the new defensive end slash outside linebacker that we have. So there's only so much money you can allocate towards the defensive line. So, but we don't know. We'll see what happens. Plus, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's finna get $40 million a year plus $200 million. Yeah. Yeah, Pat's going to get paid. I think they're going to give Tyreek a contract. So there's a hard salary cap in the NFL that the Chiefs have to abide by.
I follow Chris Jones on Twitter, and I saw yesterday he tweeted that he's got like a soda line coming out.
Chris Jones selling pop?
Mm-hmm. It's called Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Flavor Savers.
Oh, I got the Flavor Saver now.
It's black cherry, vanilla cream, lemonade, and root beer.
Black cherry. I love black cherry pop, boy. That's some good stuff, boy. You know, like Dr. Pepper, cherry Coke, cherry Pepsi. Oh, Lord. When is that? Does he say when it's available?
No. He has a picture of the bottles and the labels and stuff.
He's a real fun guy, too, Chris Jones. Chris MDFO Jones.
Stop it.
Well, it's true. That's his name.
No, it's not.
Wouldn't you like to know, huh?
I saw the pictures.
Oh, my God.
I saw the video.
I didn't see none of that.
He was trying to show out in the combine. Mind your business.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:20 today. Look for a thunderstorm in the area with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and 72 right now in Blue Springs. Shade, what's popping?
Cardi B had to cancel her Indianapolis concert after a security threat was sent to the venue.
Wow.
She took to her socials with this message. Dear Indiana people, I'm so sorry for today. I would like to let you know I was at the venue. Uh-huh. I was even rehearsing a new move I've been excited to do on my show.
Ow.
Unfortunately, there was a security threat that is currently under investigation right now. My safety and your safety first.
I like your style.
Yeah.
You think it has to do with the alignment that she's made with Democratic presidential candidates?
Well, in the words of Spike Lee, Indianapolis is the home of the Ku Klux Klan. That's the birth of the Klan.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know it either until you said it.
Be safe, Cardi.
Yeah.
Jay-Z made history with 100 solo appearances on the Hot 100.
That's my dog.
He became the 6th artist to have 100 career solo appearances on the Billboard Hot 100.
So what song made the record?
Mood Forever. which is
Lion King?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a collabo with Beyonce and Childish Gambino.
That's my dog!
Oh, God. 50 Cent won another $4,000 from Tierra Marie.
Oh, here we go. Come on, 50.
This is the Petty King.
Man, stop bullying her.
In full operation. A L.A. judge granted a motion filed by 50, which awarded him sanctions in the amount of $4,392.50.
$40.
How? Tierra was already ordered to pay $30,000 in attorney fees after losing her revenge porn lawsuit.
You are a hater.
So the rapper is now demanding that extra money because, of course, she hasn't paid that 30 grand she owes him.
$5, Buster.
She said it herself. She ain't got it.
I believe her. She not lying. She ain't got it.
But new season of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is coming up, so she might be getting a check somewhere. Is she still on that? I don't know.
I don't know. They're probably going to give her a check, but she ain't making like a wild bag, like, you know, just out of bounds money.
She pay that $4,000, though. You
know. She could pay that $4,000, probably, yeah. But I mean,
making that real money.
We were talking off air about this. I told you that my grandmother never drove a car her whole life, and neither did my Aunt Ann.
Yeah, I'm in shock. But it makes sense when you explain it that folks in New York don't need a car.
No, the public transportation takes you everywhere. It runs 24/7. It's many times easier and faster just to do that. Or my grandmother used to hop in cabs, you know. Well, Jennifer Lopez is one of those folks. Like my grandmother, she's never driven a car.
That's crazy to me. I get it, but it's crazy.
Her fiance, Alex Rodriguez, gifted her a 2019 red 911 Carrera Porsche for her 50th birthday last week.
And she didn't know what to do with it.
Well, she got behind the wheel, and so...
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Watch out. Teenager on the road.
Not a teenager. I'm sure they got her lessons of some kind.
Yeah. But yeah, it makes, you know, around here, we got to drive everywhere. You know, if we want to go to the store, we got to drive. If we want to go to the mall, we got to drive. It's just a, you know, a difference in style. It's a culture shock.
She says, let me see if I remember how to drive. Baby, I know how to drive. I remember. I haven't driven in so long, baby. Baby, this is so good. That sounds weird.
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because on my way down there to the radio station the other day when I came to go get my tickets, and I was looking for you, Brian, you weren't there. My eyelash blew off on the highway, and I couldn't see, and that's why I'm mad.
Brian, I don't think your woman should be walking around with strip lashes.
No woman.
She needs to get individuals and you need to pay for it.
Yeah.
She finna get cussed out because she playing too much right now. I don't have no affiliations with you, Miss Cindy, number one. Number two, why is you up here looking for me?
Because I was trying to say hi, Brian.
Because you left your lunch at home when
I
you came to
no
work.
Lunch. I ain't.
She was dropping off your lunch.
Yeah, you need to be humble sometimes.
I'm very humble. I just don't want to be associated with you. Plain and simple.
Man, we gotta be associated. We live in a fast community.
No, we don't.
I know we do.
What you mean you know we do? You don't know where I stay at?
Yes, she does.
No, she don't.
You know she done spent the night before.
No, I'm exiting this. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Why he mad now?
For real though.
Bye. We done. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, I had some decisions to make on what I was going to watch. BET has this series called Tales, and it was like loosely based around Cardi B, so I wanted to watch that. But the Democratic presidential debates went on as well.
All 10 of them.
So I tapped in. Definitely was 10 of the 20 candidates. battling it out on a bunch of different issues. Two of the front runners, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, talked a lot about health care and Sanders' Medicare for All plan, which will provide free universal health care and ban private health insurance.
If you want stability in the healthcare system, if you want a system which gives you freedom of choice with regard to doctor or hospital, which is a system which will not bankrupt you, the answer is to get rid of the profiteering of the drug companies and the insurance companies. Move to Medicare for All.
Oh, man. Look, I love his vernacular. I love his intensity, and I love his energy. I really do like Bernie Sanders a lot.
Elizabeth Warren had this to say.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
I like her too, Shay.
You know, one of our favorite candidates, Mayor Pete Booty Me Down.
Oh my God.
Argued that
it's Booty Gig.
Booty Jej.
Oh, okay, my bad.
He argued that Democrats shouldn't worry about how Republicans might attack their proposals since the GOP will call them socialists no matter what.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, yes. If it's true that if we embrace a far left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy, go out there and defend it. Mm.
10 more tonight.
That's right. Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris will be among the fray.
Cory Booker?
Yes. I'll be watching again tonight.
They better bring their A game.
That's the thing. We
it's too many.
I'm ready to start whittling this thing down, fam. Like, seriously, can we just get to like maybe three people at this point?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
22% of single millennials say that they've postponed pursuing relationships because they're broke.
They always got something to say about something, though.
I can admit that when I've had down times financially that I've taken myself off the market because I was focused more on trying to get myself out of a situation. You, or are you just going to throw yourself out there regardless?
I mean, I was good either way. You know what I'm saying? I've always, you know, taken care of myself. I don't associate money with that. I don't.
That's interesting. So a man asked a woman out on a date. When the bill came, he paid the bill, but asked her to pay for the tip. Is that out of order in your opinion, especially since he asked her out?
It's not. I think the least you could do is try to offer to leave a tip. Probably maybe if you don't even have it, you got to take that gamble. But then you might get caught up in a lie, huh? Because if he says, yeah, go ahead and leave the tip, and then you don't have it, and then, you know, and then you look messed up. But me personally, I would leave the tip regardless. That's just how I roll, though.
What do you think about this? If you're asked out on a date, and then you're asked to leave the tip. Is that a no-no?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23, look for highs in the mid-80s today with a thunderstorm on the way. Got a little light rain at 72 right now in Overland Park. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity noisy Leo friends.
Why we gotta be noisy, though?
Because y'all noisy.
I'm not noisy.
Derek D. Dot Angeletti, music producer, responsible for a lot of that bad boy music, is 51 today. Rapper Lil Uzi Vert is 25.
I had no clue he was one of us.
You can't tell with them shows is working?
I don't do all that. He and Jalal Leo, so it's different.
Actor Wesley Snipes is 57 today.
This thing is bigger than Nino Brown. This is big business.
This is the American way. Happy birthday, everybody born on July 31st.
ASAP Rocky's trial began in a Swedish court yesterday with the rapper pleading not guilty to assault following a street brawl in Stockholm that was captured on video.
Not guilty. Y'all got to feel me.
Swedish prosecutors are alleging that the men deliberately, together and in agreement, attacked 19-year-old Mustafa Jafari. However, Rocky and the other two men said that they were acting in self-defense after being harassed by two men, including Jadari, during the incident, which took place June 30th.
That's what I got from the video. The guy was following them around, trying to antagonize them.
Rocky's mother, Renee Black, went to Sweden to attend the court session. Jafari is actually seeking damages. He said he was injured. He wants $14,000. If convicted, ASAP will face up to 2 years in prison.
Damn! Need Batman to go get him out of Sweden.
CeeLo from Goody Mob and what is it, Danger Mouse?
No, Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley. Mm-hmm. But Danger Mouse in the group, right? What's Danger Mouse?
I don't know who that is.
That's in my head for some reason.
That you just made up.
No, it's not. That's a real group. CeeLo is going to be apparently headed to reality television.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
The 44-year-old will allegedly appear on WeTV's upcoming season of Marriage Boot Camp.
Everything all right in the CeeLo household?
So I came up with this line. Let me see what you like. It's must CeeLo TV. That one funny?
Man, your cornball is just showing, fam.
My cornball meter is pinging out of control.
Like, it is out of here right now. I'm glad you're trying to be creative and everything, but yeah. Here, I get
must see low TV.
Oh, there we go.
No?
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking about a situation where a man asked a woman out on a date. When the bill came, he paid it. But then he turned to her and was like, hey, baby, you think you can take care of that tip? If you're asked out on a first date, is it assumed that you're going to take care of everything?
Shay, I think so. That's just how I operate. Me being a natural man, a provider, I like to take care of stuff. Like, I don't feel like, and especially if I ask, like, I think it should be assumed that I'm a do all that.
I would agree. If I'm asked out, or if I ask someone out, I'm going to have enough to take care of everything, or yeah. I wouldn't ask you out.
Yeah.
And if it was so financially taxing, you should probably back down what you ate.
Or you eat at home.
On a first date? I ain't going over no dude's house on a first date, fam.
Well, I'm just trying to provide options, you know.
That option ain't happening.
For some it will.
That's not a date then.
That's an appointment. No, but seriously, if you cannot afford to tip, you can't afford to go out.
I feel that way.
Yeah, and that's the rule of thumb.
I don't have a problem, you know, paying for meals later on. But if you ask me out,
yeah,
I could leave my pocketbook at home.
Yeah. You're right.
What do you think? Is that out of order to ask for a date to pay the tip?
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, I feel like if the woman sat there and she enjoyed her food, she had a good time, I mean, she should offer the tip. I would. I have, but that's just me.
If you were asked out, is it assumed that the person is going to take care of everything when you go out?
Yeah, when you go out on a date, I don't even take my wallet in. You know, I assume.
So how would you leave the tip then?
I mean, I can see it both ways. It's like, yeah, you asked me out, so you're covering this, right? And then I can also see, I would not, let's just say, I would not be offended if I were asked to at all.
Okay.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Tanasha.
All right, thanks so much for calling up.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sunday, I went on a date, see the Lion King with my boyfriend. Took his 7-year-old daughter. He paid for the tickets. I bought the popcorn and the drinks. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. Especially when y'all, I'm pretty, did y'all talk about it before, or was it just something that
No, it just organically happened like that. He bought the tickets and he went to sit down because he didn't want anything from the concession stand. He was like, well, we can eat when we leave, but I have a mandate that I must eat popcorn while I watch movies.
He wants some real food.
Yeah. So I went and bought that, and I knew that he would want something to drink because he's always thirsty, so bought something to drink for him and whatnot. But is it different when you're on a first date? I would venture to say yes.
Yeah, it's different. You're trying to get to know someone, and first impressions are everything. And for me, I want to make sure that you know that I'm stable over here. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know what you got. I don't know what you bring to the table, but I'm good this way. And it's just a natural thing for me. I like to provide. You know, I like to take care of things, whether it's with a young lady on the first day, whether it's with people here that, you know, I'm with you, or, you know, other folks here when we go out to eat or something. I just like to do that.
I think that if you ask anyone out, that you should be prepared for that, whether it's a relationship or even just a friendship.
Because
I pay for people a lot when we go somewhere. I'll be like, I got it.
I could have ate at home. I didn't have to go out with you.
Oh.
That's what y'all attitude should be.
Oh, dang.
Well, no, for because I asked you.
Right.
It'd be different if we was both like, dang, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, I'm hungry too. Let's head over to the, you know, the Chipotle or whatever. Right. So, yeah, I agree with you.
A man asked a woman out on a date. When the bill came, he paid it, but asked her to take care of the tip. Is that out of order or what?
What if the brother paid with his debit card and didn't bring no cash in and just asked, hey, if you got cash, can you cover the tip? Because he didn't want to put it on his card.
There's a space right under the total where you can add in a tip and they'll put it all on one transaction on your card.
That's what I'm saying. What if he didn't want to put the tip on his card?
Why would he not?
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Why would he not?
I've done that. Okay. I'll be honest. I've done it because I know my finances ain't going to come. I got everything figured out. I got enough to take her out and spend this much. Hey, you want to cover the tip? If not, ain't no big deal.
Well, then you need to eat chicken and not steak then. If you know you have a set amount of money, don't boil out of control. Or either tell her, look, we're getting this 2 for $25, and this is what you could pick off of this, you know, prefix menu.
Oh, man.
He ain't going to get no cutty messing with you, Shay.
I'm just asking. I feel you, man. It ain't nothing wrong with it, though. It ain't nothing wrong with it.
All right, what's your name?
James.
All right, Jay. Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Right on.
All right, bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Checking out the video of Wesley Hamilton, disabled but not really. Appeared on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy on Netflix. He's on the Today Show today. That's what's up, Wes.
My dog.
I'm posting up a video of that right now.
Yes.
If you want to check it out on our Hot 103 Jam socials. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj says that money can't buy happiness or good sex for that matter. When she was asked about her relationship with her man, Kenneth Petty, who doesn't have the bag that she has. So I would assume that she would be comfortable with taking care of the whole bill.
And make love good.
So we're talking about first dates. Is it assumed that if I ask you out, that I'm going to pay for the entire bill?
Yeah, you're the one asking. So you should prepare yourself accordingly.
Or have times changed? A study says that millennials About a quarter of them say that they've had to pull back from relationships because they're not financially fit. So if you don't have the dough and want a date, can you turn to the person and be like, hey, can you take care of this tip for me? Listen, I just got enough for the food.
This is when you need to be creative. You need to be able to work around that. Have a picnic, perhaps. Bring some food already with you or something.
That
you
would be nice.
Go to the movie or something and then sneak in, you know, a McDonald's bag or something. I don't know. But you got to do something to circumvent that. You can do that. If you ain't got money, you just got to use your mind.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Always thinking.
Mm-hmm. Use the head for something.
What are your thoughts on this?
All right, so I'm going to say it depends on the scenario on that, because, like, the other day I sold a pair of shoes, and my girl actually did the transaction. She took my $100 for the shoes, and we went out for dinner a couple of days later for her birthday. But I told her she was paying for it because she took my money to do that.
Well, that's your girlfriend. If this is a first date, though, I think that established relationships are a little bit different when it comes to who's going to pay for what. Because, you know, I don't got a problem paying for something if me and my man go somewhere and, you know, he done took care of a bunch of stuff. I'm like, you know what? I got you.
But what if it happened all the time, though, like Erykah Badu said? And better call Tyrone.
I'm getting tired of your... You don't never buy...
But I pay for everything all the time, so... That's what I do as a man, you know what I mean? Yeah. We pay for everything.
Yeah. All right, what's your name, dog?
I'm Brandon.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Every time we go somewhere, I got to reach down in my purse to pay your way and your homeboy's way and sometimes your cousin's way. We've got all your celebrity shade. This is Hollywood. Hip-hop gossip. Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the mid-80s today with thunderstorms in the area. Right now, you got light rain at 71 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
A lot of talk about LeBron James celebrating his son's alley-oop on the sidelines of his basketball game. Some folks say he went too far with the celebration.
Man, come on, man. Just stupid to me, in my opinion. He's supposed to celebrate with his son.
Your guy, Jason Whitlock, used to live here in the town, used to work at the Star.
Yeah, and then we know Jason Whitlock very well, and we know this is not nothing new for him to kind of disagree with, I don't know how to put it, I guess, exuberance. Of celebration,
I don't think anything's wrong with a father celebrating with his child.
He's proud of his son. Like, his son is about to go to high school.
And you don't think the kids who are on the team are excited that LeBron James is there? And even the opposing team.
Right.
They say that he went up to an opposing teammate and said, I hope that I'm still in the league when you make it there.
And he broke down crying.
Yeah.
LeBron, keep doing your thing. Keep being a great father, because we know you didn't have one, so you want to set an example for your sons and every
LeBron
other kid.
James,
there we go.
LeBron James.
That's my dog.
They just looking for something to say about this man. I don't care anything to say negative about this man.
And you came, my man's opened up a school a year ago. That's today. That's the anniversary of that, when he opened up that school. So, LeBron, keep doing great things, dog.
Beyonce is reportedly in talks for a new deal with Disney.
Oh.
Of course, following the huge success of the live-action remake of The Lion King.
Which is a great movie, by the way.
I loved it.
Yeah, the graphics are amazing.
It made you really think that you were in Africa. Well, before, you know, the primary colors, you knew it was a cartoon and traditional cartoon.
Oh, it looked real.
Likeness. Yeah.
Well, it looked good.
She's reportedly having discussions about another project with the company.
I will say that Beyonce wasn't impressive, but we talked about this earlier. You said that it's because it's Beyonce, and that's what it was. It just sounded like Beyonce trying to act like a lion.
Yeah. The Lion King has almost hit the $1 billion mark already. It's been in theaters for just 3 weeks.
Good Lord.
You can't deny there was some people in front of us, and the mother leaned over to the daughter and said, "That's Beyonce." She was explaining to her that the Nala, the grown Nala, was Beyonce, and the little daughter was like, "So she's a difference maker."
Yeah, you know, imagine young Miami doing Nala.
Period. And Miss Ding and you need don't drink the water. Period. He's slightly offbeat.
City Girls gonna be in a remake of Bebe's Bay Kids, a live action remake of that.
You wrong for that.
Just being honest, that's all.
I'm young Miami and
you stop it.
Period.
Cardi B and the City Girls and that. Yeah.
Period.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
When I think about wellness, I think about how we are so much like our smartphones. We're pulled in so many different directions each day. All of our apps running at once. We have work, family, friendships, volunteering, and the list goes on. And you know what? Just like our devices, if we don't refresh, we are bound to do what? Crash. Let me share with you a few ways to renew and refresh yourself to keep those browsers running like they're supposed to. Number one, let it go. If something or someone is not working anymore, let it go. It may take some time to do it, but you just have to do it. Number two, give up your story. We all have our favorite story, the one we keep playing in our head. Usually the theme is some kind of injustice perpetrated against us. And while that may be valid, being without our story can be scary since it has defined us for so long. But giving it up will instantly leave you lighter and feeling better. You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.